Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello.
You've already started off with the problem.
What? Oh, with the blog talk?
I'm not even see myself on here. Let me try again. Well, keep going. Keep going.
Well,
keep
I'll
going.
Just like keep talking.
Keep going.
Having some communication issues.
And like I tell people, I could just hang up the call again. Let me keep going, baby.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to Friday Junior. That's what Jim calls Thursday. And that would be a night when he would go out and he would be practicing for the real Friday. So it was kind of a, as they say in the military, it was just a drill, preparing for the real thing. So, hi, I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. I want to remind everybody that I'm using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other card reading systems that are out there. That I've seen, there are all kinds of cards available. But this is the way my grandmother taught it to me back in 1982, I believe it was. And it has been just a wonderful journey. I'm going to start teaching this starting with an absolutely free mini course that you can actually learn from. And you don't have to go forward. But if you do decide, I just want to throw this in because I keep forgetting to mention. If you do decide to go forward and complete my entire course, I will credential you as I'm the only living expert of this method now. I am able to give you authentic credentials. What's the matter? It's still a problem?
But I think it's my phone.
All right.
Which is sad. Yeah. That's really sad.
And also the top students that take, you know, it all the way through, I'm going to offer you a chance to work with me. And we will hook you up with clients. And it'll, for many, it'll be a very lucrative back pocket career. Just something to keep in mind. I'm getting ready to advertise that free class soon. So everybody's welcome. There's no prerequisites. You don't have to know a single thing because we're going to start at the very bottom and work our way up. And let me tell you, if I can learn this, you can learn this. I do believe that this is a skill and not so much a gift. Okay. So with that said, I also want to let you know that I'll be laying out a 24-card layout for your questions individually. And I will need a moment or two as we're getting ready to do your knot. Oh. Hmm. Okay.
Phone equal garbage.
And so what are we going to do?
Well, we don't need to do anything. We're just, we can still do a show. I just can't test anything.
Oh, but then I wonder if they're hearing anything.
Except I can't even call our home phone.
Oh,
so that's what I was trying to do. So, all right, we're just going to rock, and we lost a person, but they can call back. Anyway, we want to remind you the show's information today for purpose only. I tried to call in to test everything, and my phone's been acting really weird today.
Maybe because, here's what I'm thinking,
oh,
everything has
God.
Consciousness. So I'm thinking that because I went out and had to get a brand new phone, I'm kind of advanced in the phone that I got. Maybe your phone is feeling jealous.
The last phone you got, I still had this phone. I didn't get jealous. So why would it now get jealous?
Are you on the phone waiting to work? Probably not.
That's what
Shauna.
She's just telling you. Oh. Well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's my phone is kaput. I've been having issues. I had to tell it to resend text all day. Resend. So I'm not happy. But nobody cares. All right. Anyway, I got to get back to business here. 555-602-9676. That's the number to call in. I can't call in, but I don't need to because I'm sitting here. I was just trying to test. Remember to call in. You'll hear a message saying, hey, everything's cool. You got to listen to the show while you wait. If you hear nothing, then you got a problem. Hang up and call in again. Or if you got my phone that's broke, just toss it in the toilet.
Well, before we actually... Oh, have you said everything yet?
No, all right,
let me know. I have a little bit, a tidbit to share with everyone.
Facebookers, we will try to make time for you. We always do. We just can't promise exactly what time. Can't say, you know, a lot of promises we can't make. You can't call in early on Facebook. When we open the door, we'll say, hey, give us an audio or video chat call now to Deborah Lee, but only till we say that. And we'll let you know. If you're international, let us know. If you're on the radio or Facebook, let us know. Like Laura from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got to let me know, though, because I don't have everybody's places memorized.
Rachel's
in locales.
Here.
I don't know where she's from.
I believe she's in...
You got to tell us, folks, if I don't remember.
I believe it's Australia.
Laura's been here many moons. That's why I actually remember that.
Yeah. So welcome to you. Already into Friday.
Who?
She is.
Who?
Rachel.
She hasn't acknowledged that she's from Australia.
Well, I thought we've been through this.
I don't know that. Mm. Now we do. Okay. International shout out to Rachel from Australia. Hey.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to get that clear, loud and clear. Also, part of our reading protocol, the harps, that means you're reading with Deborah because it's free and it has to end kind of a quickie so we can get more people. And that harp means done. I have to jump in now and give you a free angel card. It'll be the Archangel Michael Sirlite cards tonight. Yay, those are good cards. We'll give you one of those and then we'll move on. So please, when you hear the harp, let's just rap right there. Boom, bon, bon. Okay? I don't want to linger for another minute or two.
He's in a hurry. He's got a bus to catch.
It's called other people that have been holding forever. I feel bad for them if they don't get through. So let's get as many as we can. This is free. So if you folks only get a few minutes, it's free. You want a long, long time? Go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private personal reading, and you will arrange the time you want. And there will be no interruptions. So
yes, sir. And I'm going to run another promotion coming up here soon that a lot of people took advantage of, and I'll give you details later. Are you done?
I'm done getting ready to move on.
Okay. Well, I would like to innovate the show a little bit at the beginning of each show that we do. I would like to discuss very briefly what each time we have a show, one of the questions that I get asked a lot. And one of those questions I get asked is, how can I make myself be somebody else? Now, of course, there's the easy answer.
Who the hell asks you that?
Oh, a lot of people. Because they don't like who they are and they'd like to be somebody else.
But okay, well, you talk, but I would say, I guess you'll have to wait till you die and get reborn again.
No.
Nobody on earth can ever do that ever, ever, ever. But go ahead.
You can go to a therapist who's going to help you work through your issues, that sort of thing. You can get hypnotized, and that will help to give you, you know, you'll get a post-hypnotic suggestion that's going to help to change yourself. But I have something that works far easier, and many... guys, you better start building a arc over there, say Virgil. If it's still raining.
And that's a shout out to Mike in the UK.
And you better get your animals lined up two by two.
It's only the ones you like.
Anyway,
Noah did them all. He could have left them all.
Easy solution. Pretend to be somebody else. Somebody that you admire. Let's say, think of when you were a kid. Wasn't it fun to pretend and act out how we wanted to be? Like, I always wanted to be, I know this is stupid, but when I was a kid growing up, I always wanted to be like Miss America. I wanted to be a famous dancer and things like that. So often I would carry on as if I was. But what you can do now as an adult is you can actually think of somebody that you emulate and take on their personality traits. If you're in a situation that has made you very anxious, remember who you're pretending to be, and you'll gain poise. You'll feel very non-anxious. I mean, I did some research on this. I'm always researching everything. And this is actually even used in acting schools for those that have to, say, be public speakers, that if you aren't comfortable with who you are, become who you want to be. Try it. It works.
Somebody came into work acting like, like some actor or actress, I would think they had probably snapped.
No, I don't mean blatantly. I mean in little ways. If they're soft-spoken and you're a loudmouth, try to be more like, say it's Angelina Jolie.
Somebody also makes
like
you grow
that.
Big boobs. Well, she doesn't have any more, does she? But, you know.
No, then that was kind of, that's kind of a...
That's one of her big characteristics that is very admirable.
That's snarky. She had hers removed.
But not for a long time. And she still has the prosthetic things going, so she doesn't look like it. Right?
Yes. But I'm just wanting to share that with you, that some things do not have a super complicated answer. So if you don't believe me, look it up. Also, urge any of you that might want to be a different age. Along with that, check out Deepak Chopra's Timeless You course. It's fantastic. He leads you, you know, step by step, and there's videos in it as well. He leads you into how to be a different age. If, say, you're 52, but you'd like to be 42, 32, He believes you can accomplish
that. What does
that
dude have? Is that three names?
Deepak?
Is it Deepak?
No, it's two.
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
And I believe his name is spelled D-E-E-P-A-K.
Chewbacca's wife.
P-A-K.
It's a weird freaking name. Is he from where?
What is it? India?
Oh, well, that
I'm
makes
not
sense.
Quite sure.
Okay, that makes sense. I thought it was somebody like from here with that name. I'm like, where did you get that name from? Well, that makes sense.
So anyway, I'm just throwing that out for you. It's just a question that I'm often answered by clients or asked.
You answer, they ask.
Yeah, I guess I need more water. Yeah, better drink my water. All right, Jim.
Unfortunately, it's water.
Let's get this party started.
Let's get it started. All right.
Virgil.
Area code 630, that's area code associated with Illinois, 630.
I was going to say, Virgil.
Hi.
Those insects are going to follow the animals.
It is our Lily, yes?
Yeah, Lily.
Yes, I was in Illinois today.
Oh, you actually were then. Well, there you go.
Well, how about that?
You became one with your area code.
Well, tell us, what's happening in your... You know, neck of the woods.
What happening?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting, like, as far as the documentary goes, it's coming down to, like, the wire. It's, like, pretty soon all the story will be done. And so I started, like, remember I told you I was, like, contacting different outlets to pick up my story? And I got one today, this morning. And it even said on their website that, like, if they'll buy your story and they'll pay you to be on schedule for a whole year. So I applied, and it just came out of the blue. So I'm like, how does that look for me?
Okay.
I mean, it was, like, perfect.
Good starting off point.
Well, yeah, so that's exactly what something similar to the last time she called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one was more descriptive. It was like a no-brainer to apply.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You mentioned, well, this is the documentary on the case.
It's a documentary on the case, but I've gotten really far with the details. And as it's going to be wrapping up pretty soon as far as, like, the story. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean your window has closed on documentaries. Some of them come out years after these things have happened. So, I mean, I know it's better to get it, but that doesn't mean your door is shut if it doesn't happen soon, is all I'm saying. I don't have cards. I'm just saying,
that's true.
I know that it's great to strike when the iron's hot, when everything's vivid in everybody's memory, but sometimes these great things come out a couple years after the fact, if not even longer. But all right, Deb's cards are down.
I think you've got a chance at least to get your foot in the door, get interviewed and considered.
Good.
So, and then you can show, you know, give them your treatment of the documentary and all of that. I don't see any reason why not to try.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. So, yes, it does look quite promising for you. But then remember, that is a very changeable career field. The industry is constantly, you know, it's always in flux. So what doesn't really attract one company, go elsewhere. Yeah.
She felt good about this one. But she's wondering, yeah, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the places that, like, I've submitted my story, that one just, like, really jumped out.
So
I mean, it's basically what I'm doing now, but, I mean, it's a bigger paycheck.
Yeah, well, I agree, and I think that's awesome for you. Definitely. So I can't wait to see what the outcome is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Jim has a.
Yeah. Oh, stand by. I'm just drawing your card. I'm rebooting my phone and praying it would come to life, but it is. Right now, it's just like it's almost like airplane mode, basically. Oh. Wonder if I should check that. No, I didn't see that. Anyway, all right. Your card
is. It's because Mercury's going into retrograde and it's in a shadow period, so things with electronics and communication are going backwards. So that's probably why your phone's acting up.
There it is, Jim.
I should have known. All right. Your card subject of your Archangel Michael card is you are protected. You are safe within my bubble of light. You can proceed with confidence.
So
I
think this is a good confirmation for you, hon. I really do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being first.
Thank you.
I'm just going to forget my phone. It is a lost cause and get back in my game and focus. All right. Thank you, Lily.
Okay. We have Nicole Lynn with us. Nicole, where are you located?
Why did you stop the show for that?
No, I'm not. She says
Minnesota. It says here.
Oh, Minnesota.
You just run your mouse over and sometimes you can see that.
I have not ever heard of Litchfield in Minnesota.
Well, there's a million places in Minnesota we've never heard.
Minnesota.
All right, let's move on, folks. We're going to go to, it's always a mystery. We're going to Skyper, all ones. Welcome to the show. Who and where are you?
Hello, love doctor. This has been maybe about almost 3 months now. How y'all doing? And thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick. And ma'am, I want to thank you for what you said at the beginning. That was so interesting. I haven't called you for 3 months. Again, thank you, love doctors. Thank you for taking my call.
Been a while.
Love doctor.
Yeah.
What's cooking?
So I hope you don't mind, let me see. So I have a question. I have a two-part question.
That's good. That's cool.
Y'all are truly professionals that y'all never doubt of your abilities, and that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Deborah and Jimbo, be confident that I know your answers are honest and truthful. Thank you. I have a question for you. So okay, it's a two-part question. The first question is, so we're just friends. It's like having my brother, my uncle. I don't hear from him for 4 months or 1 week yes, 1 week no. Anyway, so my question is, my male friend, again, we're just friends.
You and the man that you've asked about? Okay.
Have you heard from him?
I always talk to him.
I'm lost.
It's just this week, this few days, it was a little bit of an upsetting mode. I got a little bit irritated with him a little bit.
Fight.
And
yeah.
I want to know, when is the next time I hear from him? Because I always talk to him a few times a week. This is only the second time this happened in 1 year.
Oh, but it happens. How did it end? Did one of you hang up?
Did you hang up and say goodbye? I'm sick of you or something?
No.
Or?
No. I can see the true reality of the abilities of what the person is doing to gain money. I don't want to say more. I think I'm picking it up. My question is that I just got upset with a comment that he said to me, which was about an email. I didn't send him an email. I'm not going to, but, and then I said, okay. So do you still see us?
Well, tell us what your question is so I'm clear.
You're right. My question's going everywhere.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You said you had two questions.
My question is, when do I hear from him next?
Okay.
Is it tomorrow? I haven't talked to him in a few days, but it's okay. It's okay.
And what is your
other part? You said you had a second
part.
Do you have another part to that, or do you want to wait?
My question is, when do I hear from him tomorrow, Friday, or in a few days, or Friday?
Okay. She's basically
we'll go back to.
So that's the question. That is the question.
Yes.
That is the question.
And it's just, and it's been a few days already, she said. So I suppose she's kind of wondering, they didn't part exactly on the most happiest of terms.
Is he okay? I know we're still going to be friends, but I just want to know, tomorrow?
Roger that. All right. The cards are going down. Going down. All right. There is a thumbnail. But
I don't think that's a song.
What actually does?
What is it?
I will have to look it up. No, it's an old song, like 70s, 80s or something. It's not porn or anything.
What's going down?
That's what I don't remember. But that line popped in my head.
Yes, Melissa, you're going to hear from him very soon. And he is sorry that things got out of hand with you.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't think you aren't going to have to worry about this for a very long time. But he is going to be sorry and let you know.
One more question.
Men do apologize, sometimes they don't actually say, I am sorry. But they couch it in a certain way where you know that they're saying.
Couch it.
Yeah, couch it. It's like saying, well, I haven't been able to stop thinking about this. Apology number one right there. Or, the things that they would say. Like, I didn't like the way things ended on the phone the other day. That's like apology number two. So if you don't get it in exact words, it's kind of like how they sometimes say, I love you, but it's in a roundabout fashion.
I think I love you.
Well, not, yeah, the Partridge Family.
What am I so afraid of?
Yeah. All right.
So it's sounding soon. Did you have an exact day or just soon?
I just think it's very soon.
Very soon. Very. So she can't tell you it's tomorrow for sure. But
I wouldn't be surprised if
soon
it's
enough
tomorrow.
Soon we won't be disappointed there. All right. We ready?
So,
the subject of your angel card reading, Archangel Michael specifically, the subject is your loved ones are safe. Let go of your fear and worry for your loved ones. I am looking after them. So she has to know what that means.
Yeah.
Because we all have lots of loved ones. We don't necessarily talk about them all on the radio show. That is for sure. Well, that's all. It's been a long time. We are glad that you have rolled back in.
Yeah, thank you, love doctors, and what a beautiful relationship y'all have.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, stay in touch, honey.
Yeah, keep on, and call us anytime.
Thank you, Miss Deborah and Jimbo, for understanding me. Yeah, I think y'all know. Thank you.
All right. it's been a while. It's always kind of, for a while there, it was like, we saw Skype, we kind of assumed it was her, but it has been a little bit of an absence there. Okie dokie pokey. Let's see, we're going to go and go. We're going to go to area code 989, which says Michigan 989. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, Michigan. What's your first name, please?
Donna. It's Shauna.
Shauna. Okay.
Shauna.
I got you.
Yes.
I talked to you the other day, but I forgot to ask you one question.
Okay.
What is your
question? I want to know if my sister will be okay.
Is she having health issues or?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like she's been getting the runaround. She goes from one doctor to another doctor to another doctor, and she's got many issues. And I'm just worried, and I want to know if they'll find out what's going on and if there's going to be treatment.
Okay. Now, we always have to add a disclaimer when it comes to anything medical or legal.
Word up on that, dog.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have credentials.
Okay. Yeah,
I am credentialist. That's right. I am a licensed freelance gynecologist, but that's only credential I have. Sorry.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Okay.
I
think
we'll make a house call.
All right, let's go, Deb. Put them cards going. Flippity flop flop. I'm a little froggy. You know, it is spring around here, and every damn thing you can think of is blooming. Even the blooms are blooming.
Yes.
So, yes. Yes, indeed.
It was hot here, too.
We haven't had rain for a while. They said we are behind schedule on rain, but I think it's coming. And, therefore, the pollen count goes up, 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 up.
No, Mike's getting all the rain over there in England.
Well, yeah. It's balance.
Yeah.
Well, they're...
It was like 85 here, and now it's going to snow on Monday.
Oh, my God.
That's the north for you.
Oh, no.
That's the north for that is. I remember.
That's okay.
Some pretty wicked storms in May, snowstorms in May. The stuff didn't last long, but they got pretty wicked in May sometimes. Problem is usually like 2-3 days later, the sun's out, and it's 50 out, and it's melting, and it's sloppy. All right, here we go.
You know, is your sister getting second opinions? Because she needs
I've been telling her. She needs to get a second opinion.
And there's no shame in that. There's no, you know.
And it's
her body, her life.
But I think she might really have an affection for some doctor that she's listening to.
Sometimes I feel like it's going to be offensive.
Yeah.
And if a doctor takes offense to that, then shame on him.
For her. She needs a different point of view what it is.
That's something I'm
finding? The younger they are, it seems the more sharp they are in the medical profession.
Right.
They're more up on latest treatments and, you know, so they kind of look like they're still in high school to me, some of these.
Like Doogie Howser.
Yes.
Well, that's going back in time a little bit.
Boy, isn't it?
Just
but you know what? These old guys kind of get a little, you know, stuck in their rut. You know, they're relying on old medicine a lot of the time.
You know, it's kind of funny when we say this thing because we call these people old people and we're right there by them age-wise.
I know. I'm old.
Well, isn't that funny? But I know what she's saying.
I mean, people,
I get it.
Would you really want to go back to age 21? Really? I say hell no.
Well, there's... for a few months I would.
Yeah, just a few.
A few months and oh my Lord. But anyway, it's always old. You like the doctors that are older for their experience.
Yes.
But sometimes you worry they're closed-minded, and you like the young guys because they're into all this new stuff, but you worry they don't have experience. So it's like you feel bad either way. You get worried if you get a young guy or an old guy. you know. But if you get maybe a couple opinions, then it helps you feel better regardless of age.
Well, my feeling, and maybe I watched too much Grey's Anatomy, but it always seemed like the old doctors did not want to agree with the younger generation that was up
and that got hit.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Why? All right. Well, anyway, just tell her. She really needs to see somebody else.
Just
so,
call her pet.
I said, so tell her.
Oh, I thought you said it.
She
so.
Really needs to
I'm see. Hearing things. What? I'm hearing things. And it's not Mercury's fault. All right. Real quick, yeah. Real quick.
Okay.
I don't want to go phone shopping this weekend. So, your angel card from Archangel Michael is trust in divine purposes, the subject. This experience has divine meaning. Healing will come. Know that you are on a path of growth.
That is a good card.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm glad you got it.
Yeah.
And it could be a message maybe
Me
you
too.
Relate to your sister, maybe.
Yeah. Tell her.
You guys are
and, you know, she can still go back to the one that she
absolutely
prefers, but it never hurts.
A second opinion is just
right.
a second
right.
opinion. It's not like you're jumping ship, you know.
Right, exactly. I'm going to tell her because I know that that's what she needs.
She owes it to herself and all her, well, even if not to herself, to all the ones that are in her lives that want her to keep on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
maybe
my only
it's, yes, exactly. Look at for the other people that are around her. Do it for them.
Yes. Yes.
All right,
for sure.
All right.
Take care.
I hope you have good conjunctivitis.
And we love having you with us. So please let us know how it goes for her.
Truth.
I will.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know who
then.
I think has an awesome voice that would be perfect on this show is Lily.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Jim, you're getting all the accolades. I could be replaced, and we could put.
You
her.
Have a good voice too, but you are just
no, I don't.
You are busy. You're doing the business, and I'm goofing, so I get a little more attention. That's all.
No, it isn't that, and
it
I
is, it
I agree.
Is.
They have good compliments for you, and maybe I just will move along to something else. But Lily is, I do love her voice.
There's a lot. We have a lot of, I mean, the last callers, we have a lot of people with good voices that call in. And a lot of times, it's hard to judge when they're calling on a cell phone, right?
Yeah,
which
I
can't do because my cell phone now is a paperweight. Well, no, it's an airplane mode game player because it's not an airplane mode, but it's acting like it. So I don't know what to do. That's another problem. I will Google it tomorrow.
Personally, I think you're a bit of a pompous shit. On this show.
What does that have to do with my phone I just talked about?
No, I really think that you should, like you're really, Jim is so huge on sports. You should go and do a podcast of your own on sports. I think you're really good.
You know, I should have done it about 15 years ago when I was really, I had all the sports channels.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had all the sports channels I liked. I had like this one football channel called the Red Zone that goes to all the games, but when they're in good parts, I had the baseball channel, I had the hockey channel. I'm not really a basketball guy. I like college basketball, but now I'm not falling as well as I should be. So no, I will not do that. All right, Rachel would like to know about her health. I said we would do the Facebook.
Sure.
We're taking a little.
No, here again.
This is Rachel from the land down under. Right?
Yeah, and if you would type in a little bit about. You know, what you're going through, or you don't have to get totally specific.
No, but the more info you give, being so very new, the better reading you get. Otherwise, you might get a foggy reading where you kind of scratch your head and go, I'm not sure what I just got for an answer, because it's the way it is. You know, they used to tell us back in the old days, garbage in, garbage out when you're writing computer when you have a computer program. When you type something to a computer, the program runs it. You don't like when it comes out, well, maybe you didn't put good data in or enough data, like a Google search. So I want to Google. I couldn't find that. Well, maybe you weren't putting good parameters out there, or, you know. Tell us more. Tell us more. Remember that from Greece?
I never watched it. Never appealed to me. Mm-mm. Bunch of fruity guys in leather jackets just didn't.
But that was half of it. The other half was the chicks, like Olivia Newton-John. So.
No, I just never, you know, it's funny. That is like pure chick flick. But
it
a lot of guys.
There's
like,
a lot of guys
on that.
It was like they're start out singing about a song about a car, Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning, about a car, man. It was cool. For a musical, it was all right, only because I liked Olivia Newton-John. She was cool. So I guess that's all you're getting right now, Deb. Start putting the cards down. If Rachel gives you more info, I will feed it to you. So obviously she has a concern, so I think that's clear. When somebody says, I would like to know about something, typically there is some kind of concern. We would like to know more details if you have them, Rachel. If not, you know, it is what it is. Oh, I have a bad spine, bone on bone, knee, and broken ankle. So she's got her knee is without cartilage. And there's a certain type of arthritis, they call that. And she has a broken ankle. So what are you tapping me for?
Did you see that? You are really, really begging them to kick you out.
What?
Virgil.
I didn't see anything he typed since he's talking about the arc.
I think it's gone now.
Well, anyway.
I
don't know what you're talking about. I saw nothing. So, and we have a Louise here. I don't know if that's our Louise.
No, it's not.
I will type in. I will stand by, Rachel. That was good information. I had a knee replacement in May. Oh my God, it's almost coming up on a year. I gotta make an appointment. I'm supposed to go see him for a yearly checkup. I'll have to remember to do that.
It was almost a year when Johnny Depp was up for those for that defamation trial.
Hmm.
I can't believe it.
I think it's a little longer than that.
Really? Maybe
I thought
it is.
That was early fall. I was on my feet pretty happily, I thought. I don't know. You know, time, when you get up there in age, time is just a big blur.
No, but you are the master of time, space, and dimension.
Well,
so
maybe space and dimension, but I think I got that. I think I'm flunking the time thing, though. I'm really bad on the time thing. Yeah, Amy said my dad just had one today. Oh, she must have had must have been knee surgery, maybe. Knee replacement, Emmy said, maybe. Well, I put in the information. I'm calling in to get a reading, and we are doing Rachel right now, who wants to have
Rachel,
some health concerns.
Is an excellent specialist that you're going to see, somebody really highly skilled and known in the orthopedic field.
Yeah, you need one.
I feel is going to be able to really nail it with what's going on with you.
Nail it.
Yeah, because right now I just don't think that you're in a good loop when it comes to the care that you need, the outlook for the future and all of that. So anyway.
That's probably why she's asking, because she's probably...
That's what I think, that you should...
She's feeling very indecisive on her health outlooks, apparently.
Yeah. And you will find, you know, I don't know what your system is like.
Oh, yeah.
The friend that I was
no clue.
Very close to, this Marty, I think he might have been in Perth.
Well.
We would communicate for years. And his mother.
I have one.
His mother was left in an ambulance outside of the ER for over 2 days in an ambulance. And he swore that the whole system there just sucked big time. So, yeah, it's kind of negligent, wouldn't you say?
A two-day sounds really extreme.
Well, they didn't like her insurance, whatever the level of her insurance. She wasn't allowed to be in for observation, some sort of little loophole.
I would think the ambulance would like to have gone about other business during that two-day period, too.
I would imagine they were checking on her. But they left her there. So, Rachel, you just keep looking. You're going to find it. And I feel that this is a miracle worker for you. He's a young guy, but he's, like, really gifted. And, you know, that's what you want. Like, when my husband was having, he had such a big kidney tumor that it had its own blood supply by the time they operated on him. And when that surgeon came out, he came out and knelt next to my chair in the surgery waiting room. And he was like, okay, now this is how it was. And it was like this guy was playing a video game in surgery, the way he explained it. And I thought, wow, this is a guy who loves what he does, loves what he does. So.
Okay. Well, she said that in Sydney, she likes the doctors. So she had the best doctors.
Well,
but you got to remember how long ago was that? Yeah. How long ago was that though?
I don't know.
That was like 20 some years ago, wasn't it?
The Perth guy.
So maybe things have changed a lot. Maybe he lived in a bad part of town. I mean, you know how it is.
You never know. Right.
That's one person that told her, you know, I know a guy, you know, the Children's House of the King Daughters and how they do work with kids. I know a guy that had like two bad experiences bringing his kid there, and now he swears that they're the most vomitorium piece of the Children's Hospital of the King Daughters.
CHKD.
Yeah, he brought his kid there. He said he got misdiagnosed twice and really bad experiences. He goes, they're terrible. I wouldn't recommend anybody bringing the kid ever.
Well, that is
so sometimes
bad.
One person can have a bad experience, a couple, you know, you just can't go by one person at all, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to give you a message, but I'll save it.
You can type it, too. All right, real quickly here. Make a decision is your angel card reading subject. Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you toward your own joy. You deserve it.
Yeah,
so
you
it looks
do.
Like you're looking. You're looking like you're going to be some guidance here coming.
Yep.
So choosing the right person, because obviously you have some serious health issues. Those aren't just little nagging things. I mean, we're talking spine, bone to bone, and a broken ankle. Good Lord, that is not good. All right.
Oh, no.
We're going on to area code 916.
Okay.
Or no, is it 916? It is 916, and I forgot to see who that was because I'm a bad boy. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, 916?
Hello.
In California? How's it going?
Hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Oh.
I'm so happy I got through.
Hi, Lynn.
Wow, that's why I recognize that.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Jim.
How's it going?
I have not been well. I was in the hospital for 31 days.
Oh, no.
And, I had my gallbladder surgery, and 3 days later, I got rear-ended twice within 5 miles.
Oh, my
and,
God.
It broke the pins, and so I was septic, and I've been through a lot. I couldn't walk when I got out of the hospital. Now I'm on a walker and a cane, and I just want to know if I have another procedure on. I just want to know if I'm going to be okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, we've known you so long, I just want to cry. It makes sense.
I know. I had a supposed friend of mine was supposed to come to my house and water my plants and get my mail, and she had Mel's up here doing her thing in my house. We caught her, so I know. My son came from Idaho.
Girl,
she was doing, yeah, her thing in my house.
I don't know what her thing is.
She's got a whole house. Yes.
She's doing entertaining men.
Yes, in my house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then
well,
my
that's...
son came from Idaho and stole from me.
Jesus.
Yep. It's been a wild ride.
Damn. I am speechless. Now, the friend doing stuff in the house, okay, whatever, but the son stealing, that's pretty
No, you, it's a violation.
Right.
Have a friend bring strange
it
into
is.
Your house.
It is. But I'm just saying the fun stealing thing.
That
really...
guy could. Those one of the men or all of them could have taken something.
They could have. You're absolutely
right. Yeah, it's unforgivable for both of them.
Oh, it is unforgivable, absolutely. The front thing, yeah, absolutely.
The extreme thing is, what if one of them killed that woman in that apartment? That thing would be off limits to Lynn for who knows how long, you know,
exactly.
During the investigation. Well, I'm seeing, Lynn, is that you are going to bounce back like you wouldn't believe. And I wouldn't tell this. Remember, this is my opinion. All right. This is not any kind of medical prognosis. This is my opinion. But I really feel you're going to bounce back. You've got such a strength in you. Think of all you've been through in your life. My God, it's like one calamity mm-hmm. after another. But you're gonna ride this one out. And excuse me, I feel now those weren't hit and runs, were they? Where are you able to?
No, they weren't.
Well, I am seeing.
They were. They stopped.
Okay, I'm seeing the strong potential for a lawsuit here for you. That is going to.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
I have one for the accident, and I have one for malpractice.
There you go. I think that's...
Because they let me lay there for 3 weeks and didn't call my surgeon that had done my surgery so that this could be fixed, knowing it was on my chart that I had this operation.
I thought you people had really good, medical systems out there. I guess not. Well, isn't that Sacramento area?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She...
And I was in a classier area, Roseville.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know?
You're going to find a windfall coming to you from this. You know, sometimes we don't see a picture clearly until it's behind us. And then we can say, oh, this had to happen so that this could happen. And it's like pieces fall into place and a puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting for the windfall.
Well, it's here, honey.
You know, I can't even leave my house before without somebody here because I can't walk down my stairs. I can't drive my car. I can't, you know, I'm in a real bind.
Well, are you getting help with, like, going to the store for you and, you know, any things that you need?
Yeah, my niece is coming over and helping me do that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I am. So.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn, we're behind you 100%. I believe all of our people on Facebook will join me in sending you nothing but healing light and energy, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Deborah.
The only direction you can go is up from here. Okay, please hang on to that. All right, Jim's got your...
Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle card. Subject, angels of healing are with you. A time of healing is about to enter your life. Accept Archangel Raphael's emerald green light when I enhance your strength. So he's calling in another archangel to help the healing process very soon, he said. Very soon. About to bless your life.
Oh, good.
About
Thank you for that.
Now, I think that's a great card for you, and I can just feel that angels are flocking to you, hon. Seriously.
Thank you, because right now I need it.
International shout out to Mary in Ireland. She said, God bless Lynn, too.
Yeah, God bless from Mary in Ireland. Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to move on and we're going to go. Lisa. Lisa, do we have you here?
Hello.
Yes. Thank you.
How are you?
We can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pulling over here really fast.
Don't die.
I'm trying to get you on my earbuds.
Oh, you're sounding a lot better. Right now you sound really good now. Whatever you did.
Well, hold on a moment because I'm
Okay, hold do on. What you gotta do. We don't want anybody to ever, like we said, break any laws, get any car accidents, get any tickets from the whatever highway patrol you may have out there. We do not want that. Some places you can't even talk.
I can't just. Thank you. Okay, you guys.
Where's this?
Right here.
Well, tell us what's happening, Lisa. Oh. Is she crying?
Lisa is giggling.
Are you laughing or crying?
Laughing. Okay, I guess we missed the smoke. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We do hear you.
I've been outed. Oh my God, I've been outed.
Outed how?
Driving.
How
I thought I could do this.
How's he being outed?
Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Are you guys there? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Let us have it. Tell us what's going down that you're outed. Have you been outed, like kicked out? Have you been outed that you were trying to pull some?
No. I was trying to put the earbuds in. I thought I was being really slick, and my earbuds will convert
radio. What were they?
He jumped out of the car because I said, "Can I? Would you?" And he said, "Okay." And then
you're
trying to
be a super, super slick, super secret spy person putting earbuds in, and she
got
caught.
Right.
He thought she was like super CIA agent. Like, oh, I'm undercover.
And
then, the
show was on. He said, well, let me listen to this. We're in the car, and I'm trying to put the earbuds in so everything converts to the earbuds, but it wasn't working that way. And so he's listening. Does anyone listen to the show?
I heard the whole thing. It's a good thing. Well, we didn't say anything.
Oh,
we're
come back to the car.
It's okay. Nothing. Hey, you know what? It could have been a lot worse. Could have been worse, right? Are you bloody well right?
You're all right.
All right.
Well, anyway, what's on the cards, you guys? We spent the whole day. We've been shopping, getting haircuts, shoes. Shopping, shoes. I don't know. I was out of town yesterday, so we caught up with each other. And, I mean, does it show, Deb?
What? What show?
Is it so? Is it so? In other words, is she writing a little Prince Charming? I don't know what the fuck you call that little...
Does anything show in the cards between
Yeah, I got a frog in my throat.
Oh my God, this is awful. He knows about this. He says, well, let me listen to the show.
All right. First of all, I said I have a frog in my throat. And Deborah's medical advice was I need a frog up my ass. So I'm not sure if that's going to take care of the frog in my throat, and I damn sure don't want anything up my ass, so I guess I'll take other... I'll get a second opinion on that, thank you.
I guess you'd call a proctologist to tell him you've got a frog in your ass.
Well, if I did, but I would never get to that point where I need to go to a proctologist with a frog up my ass, because that ain't happening, all right? So I was going to drink some scotch or some rum, but...
As the custodian of your ass, I would suggest that we all agree with what you decide you want to do.
That is
with
true.
Your
it's
ass.
One step in my life, right?
Well, anyway, I think he's really sorry that there's been the downs when it should have been more of the ups is what I'm seeing. That what you're seeing from him today is the guy he wants to be. He doesn't want to be that, you know, cranky, overreacting drama queen that he's been. So I think what you've seen today is a man trying to be a better man. And I think that's great. That's a very good step.
Okay, so that's what you see in the card?
Yeah, that's, I'm making all this up.
I meant
Well, really, was that kind of a ridiculous question?
I was thinking, well, she was looking maybe more futuristically is what I was getting at.
She wanted
at.
To know
okay,
what's going on right now.
Okay. I thought maybe she meant for the future.
Do you see it going okay between us in the future? Like us getting closer or?
Well, no. This is where you both need to not overreact. Not
oh,
jump
dear God.
You know what I mean?
It sounds like she has no faith in that.
Well, it's something for both of you because you throw logs on the fire with him. All right. And it only gets him more ticked off.
But you shouldn't have to also walk on eggshells on the other side of that coin, right?
Well,
he gets mad if I bring up tough subjects. Well, then I won't do that.
I'll tell you what. With men, that is a tough question because we women do it often. We have to watch what we say, how we say it.
Oh, no. I'm not watching anything. But you think it's going to be okay between us, Deb?
I do. But remember, you make him vulnerable. And you say something, he may be taking it in an entirely different way. Because the cards do say the two of you have communication problems.
Oh.
He can only talk about happy things.
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay to know about this. Being aware makes it possible for you to not let these things happen. You know, first of all, I would recommend never bringing up something very serious when a guy is hungry. You know, boy, he'll get crabby in like 2 seconds flat.
I feel this is going to be a point-counterpoint session, and I can't wait for my counterpoint.
Well, throw it in there.
Well, first of all, you talked about how it was really, you have to be really careful what you say around men.
I think
really?
So.
Hey.
Hey,
look at me.
Hey, you guys.
You see what
hey,
I had
guys.
Done for me today? Oh,
hey,
can you
hey,
see?
Guys. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have right. to, he's sitting outside. I'm going to have to bring him in. It's so hot outside. And
well,
he wants to hear the show.
Now, Friday we'll
I will.
Be here.
Call us tomorrow.
Don't listen. Don't mention my name again, please.
All right.
I'm going to let him listen to the show.
Fact,
he wants
we're,
to.
We're only doing this for an hour tonight. And so we're real close to saying sayonara.
Want to say sayonara.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, my dear.
Good luck.
Yep. Take care. Have fun.
We shall see you on Rebel Friday.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
It's just funny, though, because women are like, does this make me look fat? Oh, thanks for that question. Because if we say yes, we're fucked. And if we say no, but then a girlfriend says yes, then we're screwed. Oh, see?
Do you ever realize that we women are pretty sharp and we ask questions often? That we already know the answers to.
Then don't ask them.
We've seen our ass in a mirror.
I don't
want to
ask
them. And we know it's pretty damn hot.
Then why are you asking us?
We're going to ask you to see which way the wind is going to blow with you. Okay? Because we're expecting, because we know we've got a pretty hot ass.
Are you going?
So if you say, no, you know, it could be this or that, well, then we know what to expect.
Or you had something done to you, but we don't know what. And you say, hey, look at me. What do you think? And it's like, what am I thinking? I don't know what the fuck you just had done to you. Was it your hair? Was it your eyes? Was it your nails? Was
that
your lips?
Right there. And
you know?
This is true.
But either way, if you don't guess right,
this is true.
You're
Jim.
Dead. You're dead.
He does not see a thing.
You're dead.
Very, I mean, I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, I'm the only one on this earth that
you've
ever has
never
been in
a
situation
anything
like that.
That looks or, you know.
Yep, I am the alone guy on earth that hates that question. That's why they all stand-up comedians joke about that question all the time on stand-ups. And it's like, it's almost like you're on death row, and you if either A, you pick one of five things and get it right, or they're throwing the switch and you're getting electrocuted.
You know what the ladies?
Because I didn't know it was air.
As soon as we can manufacture our own sperm, we will only need men for two things. Car repair and lawn maintenance.
I think that's not true. Because women go to doctors for all sorts of different contraceptives. So obviously sperm's not the need they're looking for.
I meant more in
bada bing, bada bang.
I meant more in a personal way.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, you're off to the doctors. We send lots of healing energy with you.
Oh, that's right. She's in the different everything zone.
And for everybody else, yes, we're going to go.
Yeah, she's...
And,
different day, different time of the year.
We'll see you soon.
Different everything.
I know. It's wonderful to have those of you who come from different places. It really gives us a better understanding. That,
different strokes for different folks.
Well, and there is a unity between us all.
And that's why aliens don't like that, probably. If they are here and they just watch us and leave, because they can't understand why we're all shooting and killing each other.
True enough.
Because we're all humans. It doesn't matter if someone has this kind of color and talks this way and does this. Probably aliens like, what are these dumbasses that live on the same planet always attacking each other? What is
family.
Wrong with them?
You said it, Rachel.
What the hell's
yeah.
wrong with them?
You know the old saying, you can't choose your relatives, but you can your friends. So.
Yeah, but you don't have to keep your relatives close if they don't want to be close. If they're poison, you got to keep a distance.
That's true, very true. All right, everybody, like Laura Grant is saying, have a wonderful day. Pillow over your head and call it a night.
Wow, that helped a question. That sounds weird. Oh, don't put your pillow over somebody else's head. That'll help murder.
It is, yeah. So take care, everybody. We'll see you soon.